Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I am on the deck of the CX2 liveaboard with Explorer Ventures for our Scuba Radio Scuba Crew. Listen to that crowd. They're going nuts. We have a fun crew on board. Very special trip for yours truly because, yes, I am turning 55 this week on the CX2 with my friends from Explorer Ventures and all these other passengers that had no idea they were coming to my birthday party. But, yes, I am going to prove to the world that I can still dive at 55, and I have promised everybody on board I'm not going to sing that song.
You're just a baby. 55's nothing.
Well, thank you, Butch. Spoken like someone who's way over the hill, but he made it that far. I guess that gives me something to look forward to. Vinny Two Tanks, Captain Butch here. They're kind of like a tag team diving duo. They are on board with us. Vinny, how are you, buddy?
I'm lovely. How are you?
Lovely is the appropriate word for Vinny, I think. He's just in seventh heaven here.
I am.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're having a great time.
I'm at Saba on the board Explorer.
Saba. I call it Saba. AJ knows. She's one of the crew members. Is it Saba or Saba,
yeah,
AJ?
It's Saba.
Saba, yes.
Saba.
Good guess. Right. Okay, so she has just been turned into a Scuba Radio mermaid today. We're on day two of our seven-day liveaboard adventure here with our friends
Facebook.
From Explorer. What's that? Oh, yeah,
check
that's right.
Facebook. It's going to show us the pictures.
And as you can see, people are going to blurt out stuff through the entire broadcast because the booze is included. Yes, right, everybody. Like that, right? Yeah. You know, the diving is done for the day, so they've opened up the liquor cabinet and everyone's helping themselves accordingly. But that's one of the bonuses when you're doing one of these liveaboard trips. You don't go crazy, but after dinner, you could have a beer, you could have a cocktail, you know, like Captain Butch here, and he's living large. He's having the trip of a lifetime, right?
My favorite friend, Jack.
Yes, okay. He, you know, trades Vinny Two Tanks off for, you know, a little Jack and maybe Coke. Or no, it's a Pepsi, right?
Pepsi during the day, Jack at night.
Gotcha. Okay.
After the night dive.
That's right. No, once you're drinking, your diving's done. So, once again, that's obviously the best time to do Scuba Radio is when everyone's a little socially lubricated like they are now. Now, we have a lot of unsuspecting guests, victims, whatever you want to call them, that have accidentally joined us on this adventure. Bill is with me. He brought his family. You got
my
your
family.
Kids.
And no accident. We're here because my daughter, she graduated college, and today she became a mermaid.
Wow. She graduated college, and then she became a mermaid. Is that a good thing, or is that kind of like
a
merit?
It's a wonderful thing.
Yes, of course it is.
I really love her.
Give it up for Michaela the mermaid. Yay.
Is that...
Yeah, you know, we made AJ.
Is that the sum total of her entire college education now?
Yeah.
She's going to be a mermaid.
I'll let her talk. Degree in philosophy and mathematics.
No, I'm picking up this vibe. Daddy is very proud. God bless him. He has no idea what is in store for her now that we've corrupted her, making her a Scuba Radio mermaid. But you did represent well, Michaela. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yes, all of my schooling was well spent.
Yes, exactly. You know, she had to go through a whole four-year program to become a Scuba Radio mermaid. Who would have thunk it? Not I.
She had a summer intern.
Yeah, well, exactly. So, you know, we made Michaela and we made AJ a mermaid today. We brought the tails on board and made their mermaid dreams come true. AJ, I got to ask you, this was something that I've never seen a mermaid smile more in my 21-year history of doing the show. You are one happy mermaid.
I sure am. I'm usually quite happy, but it was something that I've been waiting for my whole life, I think.
Yes. Well, you know, she was just bubbling over. She goes, oh, my God, this is the best thing ever. And I'm glad to have, you know, helped you accomplish that goal.
And,
you know, and it's early in our adventure. You can be a mermaid all week if you like.
Well.
She's blushing. I swear to you, if you could see this. We're going to get this.
I got a job to do, but.
That's okay. You can mermaid and do your job at the same time. They're pretty flexible here, Explorer Adventures. You know, and I got to tell you, we're doing something a little different this week because being at Scuba Radio, and you know I have the face for radio, I am proving this on Facebook Live this week because Rachel has been nice enough from Explorer Adventures to document the festivities on Explorer Adventures' Facebook page. We've literally taken it over, and that has been a huge mistake so far. Right, Rachel?
We'll see how the end of the week goes.
Yes, exactly. But, you know, we're already on the boat, so we're committed for the week, and they've kind of been suckered into this whole thing. But, no, it's been fun, and we're doing these little video clips and sharing them on social media and that kind of thing and letting people back home see actually what's going on, all the chaos and stuff like that. Like, for instance, well, yeah, see, Bill's having a good time. We got Michaela as a mermaid. We got AJ as a mermaid. We got Captain Ernie as a mermaid. Yeah, see, that's why you have Facebook and video that, you know, is somewhat disturbing. That's the benefit of Scuba Radio and the downside of the video thing. Sorry, Gurney. Nothing personal.
That's not personal.
Okay, he's going to go with the flow, you know. He is a fun
Superman than he did as a mermaid.
He dressed up as Superman. He dressed up as a mermaid. It's early in the week. God knows what he's going to be. He'll have a captain's hat by the end of the week or something. Who knows? But we are having a good time. And, you know, I got a couple more days before I actually celebrate my birthday on the island of Saba and St. Kitts. I can't wait for that. That's going to be a lot of fun. But just the diving we've been experiencing here so far has been really, really good. And Bill.
Oh, my God, it's great.
Yeah, see, Bill is.
Love the wall dive.
Yeah, woo! Well, you guys just came in from your night dive. And you've obviously had a cocktail or two. God bless you.
Some crab, some moray eels, all swimming in rock. We saw a conflict between an eel and a lobster. It was
really
cool. Yeah.
It was like an underwater monster movie or something.
Yeah.
So see, I'm digging it. So this was like your first live aboard experience?
It is my first live aboard experience.
So we're only 2 days into it, and you're already feeling it.
And I'm hooked. I'm going to do it again.
Is it the diving or is it the free booze?
Free booze.
Okay. It's a combination.
It
is. It's the diving. I mean, this.
No, it's the diving.
It really is. This is the lifestyle, really.
It's the lifestyle.
It's the vibe that you get of doing a live aboard diving adventure, right?
You know, you wake up, you go to breakfast, you go down, put on your gear, and you're in the water, and you come out of the water, you have a snack. You put on the gear again, you go down in the water, you come out and have lunch. It's great.
What's not to love?
What's not to love? I love it.
Yeah, you
forgot
know.
Forgot the naps.
The naps.
Wait, don't. I have not napped.
You haven't. He is dove. See?
I am not a napper. Sorry.
Well, that's okay. You know, I'll make up for it for you. Yeah, because, you know, I have a tendency to catch up on sleep on these things. Because, you know, you're hanging out and you're diving. You have to have time to properly digest. And I find that best when my eyes are closed. Do you hear what I'm saying?
I like to look around all the time.
Well, see, he's soaking it all in. This is a first-time experience. You're just bubbling over with energy. I love that.
It's fun.
Yeah. So, and you guys have dove as a family before, I would assume, haven't you?
Yes, we have.
You've been around, but this is your first live aboard diving adventure.
My first, but my daughter did it in Hawaii. And so she said for graduation, she wanted a live aboard dive trip.
Yeah, and so the mermaiding thing was like a bonus.
It was a bonus. Real good bonus. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's
she's
great.
She's a good mermaid.
She was excellent. She was a natural.
She's
a natural born mermaid.
She's an excellent mermaid.
And what'd you major in
beautiful
there,
mermaid.
Michaela?
I did math.
Math. Math sucks. What is wrong with you? Oh, my God. No, but hey, you can always fall back on your mermaiding if you get bored with that. But mix it up. No,
hey,
that's cool.
I come out of the water, I've got 600 PSI left.
Right.
She's got 2,000.
She's
got
one of those
diving. She can be a dive guide.
Well, obviously she's just showcasing her mermaiding skills.
I'm embarrassing her.
That's okay. She's running for the bar. Yeah, God bless her.
I trained her.
Yeah, well, yeah, Tiffany is corrupting her. Keep an eye on these kids there, Bill.
Tell us about your other children.
Yeah, well, oh, yeah, I do have other children.
That's
here.
Right. But none of them have
Where's
been mermaids
Anthony?
Yet.
There's Anthony blushing wildly.
Now, one of them wants to be a mermaid, too. Is that true, or do we not want to share that with the world?
Both of us.
Both of you want it. Okay,
They're
that's
jealous.
Fine. That's
They're
hey, we're equal opportunity offenders.
And
so,
then we have Greg.
Greg, yeah, I was able to actually remember Greg's name
and
by coincidence.
And they've been excellent on board the ship, accommodating a vegan. You know,
they hooked him up here at Explore Ventures. They took care of the dietary
of vegan
request. Yeah,
I like
good
meat,
stuff. I'm
vegan,
digging the food. Gosh, I don't care if it's vegan meat, what you name it. We'll eat it. Even grilled mermaid, blackened or sauteed.
That was the best.
Michaela didn't know about that part. We got more coming up from the CX2 with Explore Ventures. It's our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, and I'm turning 55, and you're along for the ride.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You are pretty spry for an older fellow.
What you think, Pilates?
Gonna jump right in and take a real long dive. Post a pic if I come out alive. Take in 2, 3, 4, even 5. Cause I can dive at 55. Let's dive.
That's what we're doing here with Explore Ventures on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. I am Greg the Dive Master, literally anchored off the coast of Sabah right now, hanging out with my friends on the CX2. You guys having a good time? Now, look, you know, one of the bonuses of being on one of these liveaboards is not just the diving, the food and the naps and all that kind of good stuff, and the booze that you can have and, you know, the cocktails and stuff after your diving is done. It's all included. It makes it very clean and very easy to enjoy for sure. But when we come on board, you know, there's a few extra things. You can look at it as an added value element or something that we got to deeply apologize for by the end of the trip. But we try to pay off our passengers with some giveaways. Renee from Scuba Pro is on board. Give it up for Renee.
Yay!
Yeah, they're applauding. They're applauding almost as much as they do for the cook, Sarah, because Renee has been providing us with some nice little tchotchke giveaways from Scuba Pro. Cool little beanies and God knows what else he might have up his sleeve for the rest of the week. But everybody's pretty happy with the free stuff you've been getting this week, right?
Yeah!
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, you don't get that on any little board trip, Bill. This is special. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I got it.
All right, yeah. So, you know, you're getting spoiled with this one. And then, of course, you know, I'm making him radio star. You know, Bill's going to...
That actually is the big bonus.
Well, there you go. He has no idea what he's talking about right now and the can of worms he has opened up. But that's okay. I love the enthusiasm, and that's what makes my job so much fun because I get to feed off of this cool energy. But I also feel a responsibility to give back and to pay off these people for putting up with my nonsense for the week. And that's why it's nice to have friends like Vinny Two Tanks. Who, for those of you who don't know, he also works for the company Spare Air. You might have heard of those, Spare Air. You see Vinny and Butch both there. You guys have been sporting one of these things all week. And Vinny Two Tanks, now you know why we call him Vinny Two Tanks. He always dives with two tanks.
That's right.
One's just one of those little Spare Airs, and the other one's strapped to his back. Now, Vinny has been nice enough to bring an extra Spare Air for us to give away to someone here on the boat. How about that? Who would like one of those? Raise your hand, make some noise. Yeah, they're all like, oh my gosh, really? We could win. This is like a $300-$400?
$350 value.
There you go.
Value.
So this is a primo gift, and I figured, you know, what better way to give this away than to tie in my 55th birthday, and since we have a math major, we can have her count. So Michaela, it's your job to go around the room and count up to 55, and that 55th person is going to win the spare air. Are you with me on this?
All right.
How fast can you count as a math graduate?
Very slowly.
Very slowly and carefully and exact. All right, start right there with Rachel and start counting. Now, Michaela's going to count to 55. Being she's a math major, that's going to take probably about 55 minutes. It is a two-hour show, Michaela, just so we're good. What college you go to? Do we want to give him a shout-out? What college you go to, Bill? What college did Michaela go to? They're helping her out, and they're trying to confuse her. Uh-oh, who got it? Who do you? AJ?
AJ!
Would you like a spare air? She just thought she was going to be a mermaid, and she got a spare air. How about that? Yeah, she wants something.
Hey, I gotta say, one of the nicest things about doing a night dive is you get out and you take a shower, and AJ comes by with this hot towel and wraps it around you. It is wonderful. Thank you, AJ. Oh,
yes. Well, there you go. She comes around with a hot towel, or she comes around with a towel and she's hot. Either way.
Oh, it's
a bonus. It's bonus. Either way you look at it, right? You know, they really do take care of everyone. So the fact that AJ, one of the crew members, is getting one of these spare airs is actually very much, you know, it's deserved. So nobody is complaining about that. And the fact that, you know, one of the crew members is going to get one of the first prizes of the week, you know, that's just a bonus, you know? And like I said, this is just extra stuff we kind of throw into the mix. So it's good stuff. All this is going to be up on Facebook Live because, like I said, we're doing the social media with Rachel. And Rachel, you've been actually on this boat yourself, too, working back in the day, right?
Yes, I used to work on this boat for many years. I don't know, about 5 years ago. I've been around the company for, I don't know, 10, 11 years now.
Right, but now you're just playing passenger.
I am playing passenger. First time playing passenger. It's been great.
And she's following around. You know, people think that she's actually documenting our trip when really, I know Clay at Explorer Ventures, he's actually hired you to kind of keep an eye on us, right?
Make sure you don't drink too much rum, yep.
Drink too much, make the boat sink, anything like that. You know, that's kind of what she's here for. But she's here. You're having a good time, aren't you?
Oh, I'm having a great time. There's been a lot of sea life, lots of dives, great weather.
Well, you just did that night dive.
Yes.
And you said you saw one of the biggest crabs. What kind of crab?
A channel crab. Yeah, it was gigantic. The claws were as big as my hands, I swear. It was huge. And it was just sitting there eating, bit by bit, eating it. Seaweed into its mouth. It was cruel.
Is that your favorite type of critter to see, is some of these big crabs? Or when you come out to a place like Saba and do this live aboard, when you were back as a crew member, what was it that really tweaked your interest most?
I'm really into the macro life, so I like to hunt for nudibranchs. They have some great frogfish on this route. There's some that like to hang around, big yellow ones in the itinerary. There's also some seahorses that are pretty cool to see as well.
Yeah. Very nice. Seahorses. I haven't seen a seahorse here, but that could be a common thing. We might find one during the week.
Yeah, we can see some. Yeah, we can definitely see some. You know, we don't let them out of their cages during the day. So
right.
we'll try to look for some. But yeah, we can see them here in Saba, and we see frogfish here and in St. Kitts. Actually, more frogfish in St. Kitts, more seahorses here.
Vinny, what do you think? Did you get a convert? Is she going to be known as AJ Two Tanks now, or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, that's right. There we go.
All right, cool.
That's a good idea. I didn't think of that.
Well, that's what I'm here for. But there's not one animal other than like the seahorses and that kind of thing that really stands out. You just like the whole atmosphere kind of vibe.
Well, you know, the mermaids are pretty good.
The mermaids, yes. We haven't made Rachel a mermaid yet. We can only do two at a time. So, you know, we're only 2 days in. So we got to work our way around the crew. And I'll try to bump you up above, Captain Ernie next time. You know, he kind of pulled the rank on everybody and jumped into the mermaid tail.
Yep, and he was, wearing the nice green mermaid tail with a shell on it, and then he changed into Superman. So we've got a captain of many, many sorts, many awesome sorts.
Yeah, now those pictures are showing up on Facebook, too.
Some of them.
Because I just want to warn everybody that if you go there and you see that, you can't unsee it.
Right? Yeah, Superman might be on Facebook for sure.
Well, okay, Superman would be more safe. But Tiffany's here.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, she's having fun.
All I'm saying is it's not just about the free stuff. It's the fact that all these people who come aboard these living boards, their knowledge, it's very, very important.
Yes.
Renee just said that he can take apart a Regulator and put it together blindfolded.
He is a dive equipment genius.
Yeah, we're going to test that.
He's like a dive gear savant. Yes, and we're going to talk to him and everybody else here on the boat and give you a little taste of what liveaboard diving is like. Next, stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm the Caribbean Explorer to Liveaboard, just anchored off the coast of Saba right now. And, one of the things they do on the Liveaboard here is obviously they call the divers to attention. And then they have a briefing. We have up to 5 dives a day. And the crew has to have a way to rally the troops, so to speak. And they have a conch shell. Now, Polly is with me. Obviously, she's one of the crew people here. And she's the official conch blower for this particular day or time or what?
This particular dive, we all take our turns depending on who's going to be guiding and doing the briefing. They're the ones that get to blow the conch.
So who's the best conch blower?
Oh, a former crew member who happens to be on the boat today, who I'm sure you've already met, Rachel, is phenomenal at conch blowing.
Yeah, what's the trick? Is it the longest you can go blowing the conch, or is it a certain tone you're going for or what?
No, it's just like blowing a trumpet, really. You're just looking for a nice, smooth, solid sound coming
like
out.
a conch sound. And but is the trick being able to go the longest that makes you a better conch blower, or is it the tone?
Oh, it's everything. Yes,
it's presentation. There's the whole thing.
Absolutely. It's not necessarily the length, although some people make it a bit of a competition that way. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we may have to have a competition at some point here on the show and see who out of the crew has the best conch blowing abilities. But we're going to test yours right now. Is that right? Could you get a call the divers up for the next dive?
I certainly am.
All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
Pucker up and blow. See what you got. Well, here we go. That is... Whoa! That is some serious conch blowing right there.
That wasn't the best one I could do.
That wasn't the best. See, she was saving that for the competition. That was a tease. Now she's walking through the cabins here. We're going to go inside. And basically, you know, people are maybe taking naps. They may be chilling. They may be filling out their dive logs. And then they hear this conch blowing in their ear like, oh, hey, I got to go up and... get ready for the next dive. So that's what we're going to do. And then come back to you next with some more stuff from the Caribbean Explorer to live aboard off of Saba. We're getting ready to head over to St. Kitts. And it's my birthday. Oh, my gosh. So much fun.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Old Greg, he's a scaly manfish.
He is Greg the Dive Master.
What you doing in my waters?
The show is a disaster.
I got something to show you.
He's Greg the Dive Master.
Hi there.
Master, Dive Master, Dive Master, Dive Master.
Come on, Greg. Pleased to meet you.
I'm not.
It's not true. I swear. I'm just having too much fun here for my birthday week here with Explorer Ventures, Scuba Radio, Scuba Cruise, literally anchored off the coast of Saba right now. We came off the island after our island tour, and we are now sitting in my favorite place on the entire boat of the Caribbean Explorer 2, and that is the bow. It's nighttime, the stars are out, and I'm hanging here with a couple of the crew. I got Polly, I got AJ, and of course Mermaid Tiffany. Rachel is with us. Polly, how you doing?
I'm very well, thanks, Greg.
Now, is this one of the favorite spots on the boat for the crew as well?
It is, actually, yeah. You get away from the lights, it's nice and peaceful.
Again, you can do that whole I'm king of the world thing from a Titanic here, well, you know.
No one's going to see you, but yes.
Well, that's true, that. Which is probably good. Yeah. Yeah. And now AJ is relatively new. Have you already done that a few times?
I must say I have.
Yes. It kind of is like a hazing ceremony you make all the crew members go through, Polly, or what?
I wouldn't say doing that. We have other things that are much more effective.
Oh, okay.
Please.
All right.
They tease the shit out of me.
You can't say that on the radio, AJ. So there's our first edit of the show. God bless her. Okay. But that's okay. You know, we're so relaxed hanging out here on the bow of the Caribbean Explorer 2. You know, those things can happen. Because this is just one of the most relaxing places you can be, not just on the boat, but on the planet. You know, every boat with Explorer Ventures, they have a secret spot. And to me, this is the spot. You know, a lot of the passengers hang out on the sun deck, and is probably the most popular place because it has the lounges. You can work on your tan during the day in between dives. But at night, you know, they turn off the lights or dim the lights up there, and you can do some stargazing. But if you come up to the bow of the boat at night, it's quieter because you don't hear the generators even, and the stars are out here in Saba tonight, and it's just spectacular. We got the tarpon jumping as normal on the night dives. Is this kind of does that happen in St. Kitts too, or is that just Saba?
That's just Saba. Yep. Yeah, we tend to get more horse-eyed jacks on the night dives.
Over in St. Kitts.
Yep, using the lights, but to note, this is where the tarpon are.
Yeah, and their eyes light up a bright, fiery red, so they look like devilfish. And it is just fun to just sit here, you know, up on the bow, watch the tarpon glow. There goes one. You'll hear splashes in the background, and that's what's going on. It's the tarpon, I hope. You know, or they're chasing one of the night divers. That could be happening, too. Who knows? But I don't know. What do you think, AJ? Is this one of your favorite spots, too?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you just love hanging out here. And you guys don't get much time off, but the little time you have, this might be the place to be.
Yeah, exactly. It's nice to... we don't really have a lot of space on the boat where you can sort of get away from work and the guests and stuff, so it's nice to come out here.
You know, and it's very dark right now, so I can't even see who I'm talking to. And they can't see me, which is a plus on both sides. Well, for me. For you. It's a plus. For me, you know, it's kind of a bummer, but whatever, you know. But hey, you know, the thing is you come out here and you relax and you chill, and that's one of the best things you can do on a vacation. This is it's all about having that adventure of diving for the week and just having a place to get away from it all. This is almost like being underwater to me. You know what I'm saying, Polly?
Yes, very relaxing out here.
And what about the diving? What is it about Saba, Polly? Because you've been doing this for, I don't know, years, actually. You know, here in Saba, is there anything that kind of tweaks your interest as far as the critters underwater that you see off of Saba in particular?
Well, we get a lot of the little stuff. You know, that's always a challenge, and it's really fun pointing it out to people because it's not common stuff. And we get a lot of new divers as well who haven't seen, you know, a lot of the things that we just take for granted, you know, so that's a lot of fun as well.
You get jaded.
Well, I don't say jaded. I still appreciate it all.
Well, you do. I mean, all the crew members, yeah, you guys are very, I don't know, excitable or, you know, passionate, I think, for what you do. And you can tell because, you know, when you're doing the dive briefings, it's not like you're just going through the motions. You guys really are like, hey, you might see this and you might see my favorite nurse shark spot, who's one of the resident nurse sharks that you guys have named, who evidently, I guess, has a little spot on him, I assume, right?
Right on his forehead. I wanted to call him Gorby, actually, because he kind of has...
what's a Gorby? I don't know. What's a Gorby, AJ?
I don't know what a Gorby is.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know what? I like the name.
Gorbachev have a nice...
Oh, okay. There we go. Yeah. See, you have to spell it out for us slow Americans.
Off his head. Yeah, that didn't stick. So,
okay, no, that... All right. Spot is a little bit more generic and easy to remember, for sure. What about you, AJ? Is there anything in particular that you like seeing on these trips, critter-wise?
I like to see everything. I don't really get the opportunity to dive so much, so it's nice. I love it that when I'm out here, I'm able to dive a little bit every now and again. And I think especially when you start diving, you enjoy the bigger things more.
Right.
And then after a while, you know, when you've seen enough turtles and sharks, and then you start looking for the smaller things. And I think on this trip, there's a lot of cool small things that you can find.
Well, that is true. I see a lot of the dive guides here on the boat point out the little macro stuff that I can't see. You hear what I'm saying, Polly?
Well,
I'm turning 55 tomorrow.
I got bifocals.
I do too, and it's helping. But still, I have a problem, you know, finding those little critters and stuff. So, yeah, the bigger stuff draws my attention. I've had some awesome turtle action already.
Oh,
you know, just two days in, and I've had some very friendly turtles come in that I, you know, I'm filming them with my Kraken smart housing. And you know, I'm kind of, you know, positioning myself where I think they're going to swim towards me. But one of them literally swam towards me and just didn't stop. And I was like, he's going to run right into me. And sure as heck, as he almost did. You know, he made a turn at the very last second. But he's like, okay, I'm striking a pose for you, you know, because they're very friendly. It's a protected marine park, and the critters aren't threatened by, you know, underwater divers, I guess, as much as other places. Is that the case?
Well, we certainly have a respect for them, that's for sure.
Yeah.
They don't see, I suppose, the abundance of divers that some other areas get. So perhaps it makes them a little more nonplus about, you know, people in the water.
Yeah. Well, they don't get as many people, and they're like, hey, what is this weird looking thing swimming through the water right now? I want to go talk to them or play with them or something. I mean, they do kind of have a more open, kind of friendly attitude to the divers compared to some other places I've been. So, and the other dramatic thing that you have here in Saba, it is a very unique island geographically. I mean, oh my God! We're literally anchored. Where are we? Tent Reef right now, right?
Yes. We're at Ladder Labyrinth.
Oh, Ladder Labyrinth. Yeah, it was one of those. But where we're at, I mean, the glow of the boat is the only light we see on the entire island because there's no houses or anything, and it just jets up out of the water very dramatically.
Quite impressive, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's kind
of... You've got glow of the moon coming up behind the mountain.
Right, and Saba was the backdrop for the original King Kong movie, or supposedly, and so it kind of looks a little spooky as well.
Yeah,
ominous, but peaceful and cool. And then you see these cool glows in the light from the night divers, like aliens are invading or something.
And there's our Big Dipper.
There's the Big Dipper. See?
And there's our North Star.
Yeah, yes. You have to do some stargazing while you're here on a liveaboard boat like this with Explorer Ventures because, you know, it's one of the few times for me. I live in Orlando, and in most other landlocked city places that you go, you just don't see stars like this anymore. And you have to get out to a place like Saba that has a very low population and very little light.
Yeah, no ambient light.
No ambient light at all. And so it really lights up the stars. And actually, I have a little personal thing I do. You ever done anything like this, AJ, where you, before you go to bed, I have a thing where I have to see a shooting star before I'm allowed to go to bed.
Oh, man. If I did that, I would not get all my jobs done, probably.
Yeah, that's right. They don't have time to just sit around and stargaze as a crew member here on the CX2. But I'm a passenger. I can do that.
Yes.
And yeah.
But I get what you mean, though. I always have to read a little bit before I go to bed.
Well, okay. You can do that, or you can look for a shooting star and just kind of, you know, stare off, like an idiot into space. But, you know, it's a very peaceful thing.
Did you see one yesterday?
We did, yeah. Actually, Renee, you saw the shooting star, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we were tag teaming, and nice. I didn't see it, but I figured, that's good enough for me. I'm tired. I already had one beer, and, you know, I'm older now. You hear what I'm saying? I'm more mature. I'm smarter. Does that make any sense to a young kid like you?
Does it feel any better? Does it get better?
No, it gets way worse. But I'm just saying, you can relate, though, or you understand my predicament.
I don't know. I don't know. I like to think of myself as young still.
Okay, well, that makes me feel even worse. Thanks, AJ. I appreciate that.
Number two.
Yeah. Oh, you already saw two of them, Paulie?
No, you've got one.
Okay. Well, all right. Fair enough. Let's take a break. We'll talk to Rachel. We got Tiffany. Get their thoughts on Saba as we get ready to cross over to the next island, St. Kitts, on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Oh, and by the way, I'm turning 55 on the next segment, too.
Scuba Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba, St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks, new destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the party.
We're gonna have some fun without a dive.
At the party, super party.
Now don't stay behind, don't get left out.
At the party, super party.
Now the super party is here and it's here to stay.
At the party, super party.
If you want some fun, that's the only way.
At the party, super party.
We're gonna dive in and swim all about, move around just like the truck. Now at the party,
yes, it is a party because it's my 55th birthday. Yes, I made it. I can dive at 55. And, hey, thanks for joining me, guys.
Yeah, they're like,
Get them off this boat already. But at least until they serve the birthday cake. So, yeah, it's a day later. It is my birthday, and I just completed my second dive of my 55th diving career. Or something like that. I don't know. I'm 55. That's all that matters. I get such a pass now, right, Renee?
That's correct.
Yeah, because, you know, I can use this excuse that I'm a senior citizen and get away with a lot more now. So, you know, there's some benefits to being older and wiser or dumber and older. I don't know. Anyway, we are having a great time here with Explorer Ventures for the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. I do have Renee with me, and he works with Scuba Pro, and he was nice enough to bring a lot of cool little Scuba Pro tchotchkes for folks to take home, little souvenirs, but also some cool Scuba Pro gear. I've been diving it all week and having a blast. But the main thing you've been showcasing with me, Tiff, and, yourself, you've been diving this new Scuba Pro Computra. What is this thing, buddy?
Right. We've been making computers for decades now, and we're now onto the G2 and the G2C, which is for console.
Okay, and that's what I've been using, is this console. And it lights up. It has lots of pretty colors. And for somebody as old as I, even I can read it. The numbers and the letters and stuff are big enough for, those advanced eye problems that we have in our older age. I don't really like being an example, but, it just happens that way. But it's a pretty cool little dive computer. It does a lot of stuff, doesn't it?
So, Greg, tell me, of the blue or the green screen that you've tried thus far, which one do you prefer?
You know, I like blue. I've always been
blue for Scuba Pro.
Well, blue for Scuba Pro, blue for the ocean, the water, that kind of thing. You know, it's always been kind of my favorite color. So there you go. I like the blue scheme of colors. And you can pick from, like, 5 or 6 of them, right?
That's correct. And the cool thing here is we have one. The console is portrait, where the wrist mount is a landscape.
Yeah.
And so the layout is slightly different. Some people prefer one or the other, and that's the reason we made them both.
There you go. And you can switch back, use whatever system you like, whether you want a wrist mount computer or, in our case, we're using the console. Now, it does have a quick disconnect, too.
It does.
So you can take it off, or what?
Let's say, this is as simple to use or as complicated as you'd like for it to be. We can do O2. We can do gauge mode. We've got all kinds of little sorts of things here, but
gives your profile. There's a numerous amount of data. I mean, a lot of data if you want to dig into it.
While diving, the one button that you want to pay attention to is the one that says more. It's in the center of the three. And as you push it, it'll become evident to you what it's trying to tell you. And there's just all kinds of data that you'll find very helpful, very useful, things that you've not thought about in the past. And you say, wow, that's great. How about that?
Yeah, and it's very simple to navigate. It's very user-friendly. The user interface, even an idiot like me could figure out how to get from one screen to the other. But it does captures a ton of information. And, when you come up, you can look at your profile in a graphical form and all kinds of good stuff.
The cool thing is that all of us appreciate a different layout, a different real estate of information, if you will. And you can set this up either on board, or you can connect it via USB onto your laptop and select all sorts of things. For example, return time, or tell me when I've reached this depth, or tell me when I've reached this time, and so forth and so on. It's very, very handy.
Yeah, so very customizable. And compass built into it, the whole thing, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, now talk about this quick disconnect, because that's something when you come to a dive computer like this, like a console, you don't really want to leave it connected, especially when you're traveling. And so you guys have that addressed as well, right?
So something interesting here is, the quick disconnect serves various purposes. As you just said, I can separate it from my gear, take it back to the room, upload my dive log, this sort of thing. And there's plenty of other conveniences. However, sometimes there's an inconvenience, because quick disconnects can give at the most inopportune moment. Mm-hmm. And what's so cool about this one is you can separate it, and hidden and disguised within one of the connections is a standard spool that all of us have used for years, like the SPG spool. So you just eliminate the quick disconnect, throw the spool in there, and you're good to go.
Okay, so that just makes it more fail-safe, so it won't leak and all that kind of good stuff, right?
Absolutely. This will save your day, you know, when you're out and about.
Yes. Now, as far as the conservative algorithm that it uses, is that something that you can set up? I mean, you can change
there
the PO2 and all that?
One of them is
the Scuba Pro algorithm.
We have a 0 through 5.
Okay.
You can take it up to a 1, 2, 3. You could say, well, I'm a little bit overweight, so I want it to be a bit more conservative. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of things. I've had a recent operation. It could be all sorts of things. And you can you can take it so that it's more conservative than the standard.
Like
profile.
I just turned 55. There's a setting
example,
for that.
For example, you'd be a level 5.
I would be a level
maximum
5.
Maximum level.
Okay, maximum conservancy, I guess, right?
Exactly.
Who knows? The bottom line is it works.
It works. Yeah, it works well on one single charge. It has 50 hours of runtime.
Yeah, very convenient. Great stuff. That's Renee, cool. Always a pleasure, my friend. He's an awesome dive buddy. He's been showing everybody how to take care of their regulators, tear them apart, learn a little bit about them, that kind of thing.
We call it Scuba Pro Savvy.
He's making everybody on board Scuba Pro Savvy. I love it. All right, look, that's hour one. Hour two's on deck. Now that I'm 55, I got a lot more to talk about and share with you right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving from the Caribbean Explorer 2 with Explorer Ventures. Stay close.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.